Hello, and welcome back to the Bring 'Em It podcast. No Henry this week.
No.
He's a busy boy.
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm no Henry. I didn't give you enough time to say hello, Rory.
That's all right. Hello.
There we go. Now they know you're here.
Now they know I'm here. That's good.
So we're continuing Halloween month with an idea from Rory this time, so I'll let him explain it.
Essentially, we've assembled a crew of five of the greatest heroes in horror history. And in my head, they're like holed up in, I don't know, like an old abandoned school. And they've trapped it specifically for the villains, which we've picked, that they know are coming. But we, in turn, have assembled a team of five villains, monsters, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
To take out these heroes. The five heroes I've got, one of them's not really a hero, but I'm counting it because it's a bit unfair otherwise. So I've got Laurie Strode.
Yep.
Obviously, she can trap the fuck out of anywhere. And yeah, that seems to have survived, what's his name, for about 700 years. So done all right there. Ellen Ripley.
Good choice.
Again, strong as fuck, from the future, so she could probably make some, like...
Yeah, she's got some technology.
Yeah, plasma weapons and shit. Ash Williams, again, pretty indestructible. And but good comedy as well. And
chainsaws.
Chainsaws and shotguns.
Yeah.
Tommy Jarvis, one of the few people to actually go back and attack Jason. No one else wants to, but he willingly does it. Yeah. To take him out. And then the Predator.
Fair enough. Because I guess, yeah, you guess he's the hero of Alien versus Predator.
Exactly, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Fair enough.
See, you think you've won here. Wait till you hear my list. Okay. So number one, I've got the Thing from The Thing.
Right.
No one's going to be able to trust anyone. Not with him running around. I've got the Scientist from The Human Centipede. Two people get caught. Jesus.
Yeah, but for them. Surely he's just an old bloke, isn't he?
Yeah, but if he gets you, you're fucked.
And he'd need a lab.
Well, he might go to a science class if they're in school or whatever. The Entity of Death in Final Destination.
Okay.
Here's the two. These two are where things might you might. The Beach from Old, the one that makes everyone really old.
This isn't a character.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
It should count as one.
How will it arrive at this school?
It'll be a school on a beach,
right?
Okay. And they'll all just get really old, and then. The Monster from Cloverfield.
Oh, fuck's sake.
This is where I think I've won.
Well, yeah. Just trample the school.
I went a bit overboard.
Yeah, tiny
bit. I didn't want to just pick the boring ones. It was like, Jason, Mike Myers, Chucky.
What if the monster from Cloverfield steps into the old beach and it gets old and dies?
See, it's things we can discuss.
There are, yeah.
Now, does it age? Who knows? We don't know the way this monster works. We don't even know what it is. We don't even see it, really.
Well, you see its legs.
Yeah, it could have a weakness for predators.
What? That sounds like it's attracted to him.
No, he just like he's got like I don't even know if he puts off thermal vision. The predator might not be able to see him.
Oh yeah, true. I imagine surely the predator would be able to see him just due to his sheer girth.
Yeah, true. He's girthy.
He is. By the way, the way I did this was I did the heroes and then I've got five horror villains of my own as well. But we can do it this way, where I argue my case for the horror heroes. That's probably a better idea.
Yeah, because I do not have heroes written down.
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't think there's any that could beat my five, but...
Can I... I just want to tell you the five villains I came up with.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've got the Necronomicon.
That's good.
Ted Bundy.
Because
Ted Bundy's the brains and he'd know how to use the Necronomicon.
Yeah, true.
Mike Myers, because we need like a brute to fight the Predator. Yeah. The Nun, just to fuck with people, essentially. Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe possess someone. And then Freddy Krueger for the psychological warfare.
That's good. That's why I've got the scientist from the Human Centipede.
I'm imagining the creature from Cloverfield arriving and him just riding it on the back.
Get two of them. I need two.
Yeah. Don't forget why we came here.
You can have your fun later.
Yeah.
Right now, I need two of those people.
From mouth to ass. Yeah.
I thought it was my team was a bit overpowered, so I thought I'd just get one normal person in there.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. How's he'd have to do it with like Bunsen burners and shit. Like,
I'm sure somewhere in a school he could find needles.
Yeah, and, like, true.
Rope.
Oh,
probably
God.
Not rope. Not rope. You wouldn't do it with rope, would you?
No, probably not.
No.
No, I mean, when I've done it, I've not done it with rope.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
What have you used?
I used string and staples.
Oh God! That's what he does in
the second one. Yeah,
which is the worst film I've ever seen in my life.
I've never actually seen that. I've only seen clips from it.
Please don't watch it. It's just an hour and a half of pure torture.
Yeah, I can imagine. I've seen the famous scene that everyone knows about. Yeah. It's not very nice.
It's just dreadful. It's just, there's nothing enjoyable about it. I don't understand how with the Saw films, I kind of get how people can get like a sort of thrill ride from it. With that, I have no idea how anyone could watch that and go, yeah, this is good.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I should have picked him. He's much worse than the scientist from the first film.
Oh yeah, he is, isn't he? But isn't he a bit like stupid as well?
Yeah, he's also very slow.
Yeah.
And the scientist is rapid. He could fucking chase anyone down. Laurie Strode.
This is like, in my head, this is not young Laurie Strode, but not old Laurie Strode. It's like middle Laurie Strode, where she's still got some fitness.
Yeah.
But she's also weathered the storm and she's experienced.
I've only seen like the first Halloween and then the remakes.
Yeah, well, isn't the idea for those two that the other films didn't exist?
Everything else. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just imagining her at a younger age, but the same.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
So
what were your five again? Go through them.
The Thing from The Thing.
Right.
Because that is psychological warfare right there. No one's going to be able to. No one on your team can trust anyone.
Yeah.
The Cloverfield Monster.
Yeah.
The Scientist from The Human Centipede.
Right.
The Entity of Death from Final Destination. And The Beach from Old.
What the fuck are they meant to do about The Entity of Death?
See, they kind of, in most of those films, they manage to find a way to cheat it.
Yeah.
But also, he does only go for people that were meant to die.
Yeah.
So you could probably argue that none of your characters have meant to die, so...
Yeah.
Like, unless one of your characters beforehand has a vision of their death and then actively avoids it, you're fine.
Okay.
But he's there as a backup plan.
Okay, okay.
Because if one of your characters gets out of an unwinnable situation...
Death.
Cloverfield Monster, death will get him.
So, my argument would be, I think Tommy Jarvis could take out the scientist from Human Centipede.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Probably.
I think he's got it in him.
Yeah, I think most of your characters have it in them.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Ash Williams could take out... Right, who would... Say them again?
The Thing?
Yeah, I think he could take out the Thing monster, because he's been in Evil Dead situations before where he has no clue really what's real and what isn't. But he's got through it, and he's fought demons and shit, and I think realistically he'd be able to sort of work out who's real and who's not real after spending some time with the people around him.
There is a lot of ways you can find out who the Thing is. There's differences in their blood and stuff like that. I think that even if he couldn't...
Ellen Ripley could, I reckon.
And definitely Predator.
Oh, Predator could, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Predator could just thermal vision it. Surely that would... There'd be something in that.
I think so. Probably. Okay, I don't remember... they don't really say anything about how his heat works.
We'll put Predator on the Thing then.
He doesn't like fire.
He doesn't like fire.
Yeah.
The Predator has a flamethrower.
Exactly.
Yeah, the Predator fucks that up. But then
the Predator could just be shooting one of your teammates. No one would know, because it could be Ellen Ripley. It could be the Thing from the Thing.
So in my head, what the Predator does is he just gives a little cut to the Thing monster. Takes a bit of his blood. He's like, sorry. Like,
that's not right. That's not right, human blood.
Yeah, he just pushes past and accidentally does it, and he goes sorry, and that's it. And then in that way, like maybe there's something in his suit that tells him what kind of blood it is. Figures it out.
Yeah, probably is. He's an advanced alien.
The thing with him is, though, he's going to have to do a lot of the heavy lifting, because he's probably going to have to take out the Cloverfield monster as well.
On his own.
On his own, yeah. Because
no one else is doing much.
Maybe Ellen Ripley might have like some sort of sonic gun or something like that that could help. But she doesn't have a jetpack or like a grapple hook or whatever the fuck a Predator has. Yeah. So he's going to have to take out the Cloverfield.
She has her little like robot suit from Aliens.
Yeah, true. We'll go with that.
Again, I don't know what that's doing.
It's not helpful. It's quite slow, isn't it?
Yeah, if anything, she's probably worse off.
Yeah, I think we leave that one.
Yeah.
And then what does Laurie Strode do? Maybe she like gets a shovel and gets rid of the beach from from old. Just slowly. Yeah,
to be fair, the beach from old isn't doing much apart from just giving everything a time limit.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah.
Again, we don't know how long predators live for. So it probably wouldn't affect the Predator much.
Yeah. And maybe he'd mellow in his old age
thousands.
As well.
Yeah, they could live for thousands of years.
Yeah, he's like, by the end of it, he's like, why are we fighting? I want peace.
In what film do they speak?
I don't know.
Other than doing clicks.
This is how I imagine they speak, if they weren't clicking.
Oh, okay. It's pretty good, actually, yeah.
So maybe in this one as well, Ellen Ripley's made like a translator for it. Why are we fighting?
Do you think your team would be able to work with the pressure of having a Predator on their team?
I think under the circumstances they'd accept it.
Because
if he promised not to kill them like he does that woman in Alien vs. Predator, then they got nothing to fear.
I haven't actually seen Alien vs. Predator. I just know that he helps them out. No.
Yeah. Yeah, one of them gets trapped in the big pyramid thing where all the aliens live. Go on.
I just had a thought in my head. From your thinking process, you also could have had Jason Voorhees on your team from Freddy versus Jason.
Does he help because the heroes in that?
In the end, yeah, they rely on Jason to defeat Freddy. Because Freddy's the bigger threat to them.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you could have had Jason Voorhees.
Bit boring, though.
Yeah. But he's an unkillable machine.
That's true.
No, they should have done Michael Myers versus Jason Voorhees.
That would have been much better, yeah.
That would have been a more even fight.
Because it sort of makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
But then... What does Freddy... Does Jason Voorhees dream...
Yes, because there's a bit in the film where he goes into Jason's dream, I think, and it's been a while since I've watched this, and he like tortures him with water because he's afraid of water, and obviously Freddy's afraid of fire.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Honestly, it's not a good film, but I've seen it like 5 times.
I think I've seen it once.
I have
remember
a sort
thinking
of
it was shit.
Like of it.
No, fair enough. Isn't there a bit? Yeah, there's a bit at the end of that where one of the girls goes to Jason like, "Are you a scaredy cat, Jason?"
Yeah,
or something like
yeah.
that.
I don't think she's from Boston.
It's Mark Wahlberg, isn't it?
Yeah. I was going to try and do an impression there, but
you motherfucking scaredy cat. You motherfucker.
You scaredy cat? You scaredy cat, Jason?
That's
I've just
quite
seen
good.
I've seen someone say he always sounds like he's out of breath, so that's my first port of call when I try.
Yeah, I see it. I like it.
It's good. As it's Halloween, you should watch it.
Yeah, well,
I
might
do. It's not Halloween today, but it's October.
It's coming up.
I watched Child's Play 2 last night.
Was it good?
It was better than I was expecting, because I thought it was one of those horror franchises where the first one's really good and then it just takes a massive nosedive off a cliff the second
that's
one
almost
comes out.
Every horror franchise ever, to be fair.
Yeah, and it wasn't as good as the first one, but it was like not that far off.
Oh, fair enough.
But those films are like not even really horrors, they're just more dark comedies.
Mm.
Like, there's nothing scary about Chucky wailing his little feet off someone's shoulders when he's trying to bite their ears.
Could you put Chucky in one of your horror team, do you think?
No, because as I've said before, I think I could beat Chucky, so there's no hope for him against Laurie Strode.
You think you could beat Chucky?
I don't. There is no point in these films, and I've watched a few of them now, there's no point in these films where they give me the impression that he has super strength or anything like that.
But
he's a doll.
But he could skulk around your house
yeah,
while you're asleep and then like crawl up and kill you very easily.
Yeah, if I knew he was after me, I wouldn't sleep. Anyone could kill me in my sleep. Chucky's not special. If I'm talking about if I was in a one-on-one fight and he was in front of me.
Oh, yeah, you'd boot him.
Yeah, I'd kick him. What's he going to do? He has no hope.
Yeah, I'd get a fucking 9-iron and knock him for a hole in one.
And then once he's on the floor, just stamp on his head. He's a doll.
Mm.
You just break the doll.
Yeah, I'd have to agree, to be fair.
Like, it'd be a bit scary because it's a talking doll running at you with a knife, but I could win.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't beat the Cloverfield monster.
Don't you think?
Fucked. No, I've seen the film and it doesn't look very good for the people.
No, a lot of people die.
Yeah.
Very sad.
Like, he probably doesn't have much fighting experience because he just knows he can win.
I'm trying to think what... Do you know, Jason Voorhees would have been good to beat the Entity of Death because he just cheats death all the time.
Yeah, same with Michael Myers, really.
Yeah.
They literally cannot die.
They can't. Yeah, they can't die. So what's the Entity of Death going to do?
Yeah, nothing. He'll be like,
yeah.
Well, fuck.
Well, my work here is done.
Yeah, I've killed the rest of them.
Does the Entity of Death ever appear in the films as anything? Like as the Reaper or anything like that?
The closest you get to seeing him is like hearing a little bit of wind, which like moves a knife to the side of a table to fall on someone.
Okay.
Because in the first film, it is like an actual proper entity of death where it itself is moving things and then like hanging people.
Oh, right, okay.
Whereas in the films after, they move more into a freak accident sort of thing instead of something actually killing them.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think they're making a new one of those, probably.
Interesting. Yeah, I think you win, unfortunately. I'm trying to think of ways that I could cheat it with the people I have, but I don't think
I
could.
Yeah, I didn't go very fair.
Does my predator have a predatorship?
Yeah, sure, for the sake of... having an even fight, yes.
I think it could beat the Cloverfield monster then. But the thing is...
I think it could.
The Cloverfield monster also lays eggs and brings out all of its little horde of minions, doesn't it?
Mm. And then we could also go into Cloverfield 10 Cloverfield Lane, and then you could have Laurie, the Predator, and Ash just living in an underground bunker, and the Predator is like John Goodman in that film. And he's just, they're just like, there's nothing wrong upstairs. He's just keeping us here.
And he just clicks at them.
Yeah.
What does he mean?
And then Laurie goes upstairs and then finds out there is something wrong.
Yeah.
And then whatever happens in the third Cloverfield film, I haven't seen it.
There's like...
in space with Chris O'Dowd.
Yeah, they're on a space station and then they like shoot some particle accelerator which puts them into another dimension where someone's sabotaging the station. And then they try and get back to the dimension before, but one of the people comes back through and he like blows up the particle accelerator, and that brings the Cloverfield monsters from another dimension to Earth.
Oh, is that like a prequel then?
Yeah, it's a prequel.
Ah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's not very good.
Chris O'Dowd. Yeah, I've heard it's definitely the worst one.
Yeah, by far. Daniel Brühl was good in it, though.
I like Daniel Brühl.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, I like Chris O'Dowd as well.
Yeah, it's far flung from his IT crowd days, but he is.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have anything more to say on the matter, or should we do it short and snappy?
I think short and snappy's all right.
I think it was quite a funny episode, to be fair.
As Henry always says, he doesn't want them really long.
He's got such a way with words, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's a poetic man.
Yeah.
Realistically, I think I've won.
Yeah, you have won. I'll give you the title.
Yeah. Yay. It would have been too easy. I was looking through the films that I've watched, the horror films I've watched on Letterboxd, and I was like, I could go with, like, oh, fucking Jason. And I was like, hang on a minute. I nearly picked, because on there, the Meg 2 counts as a horror film.
You're
going to
pick the Meg?
I was going to pick the Meg, and I was like, that won't be very helpful unless I go in water.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so I didn't.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah. Cheers, guys. This was fun.
For listening in. I think next week's probably the last week of Halloween month. I don't know how these things work.
October's gone so fast.
It has. It'll be Christmas soon. Christmas month. We don't do that. We should. Actually, no.
We could.
That's a lot of work. Anyway, thank you for coming. And bye.
Bye.